A package of housing bills passed in Albany does everything from allowing rent control statewide instead of just in New York City and some neighboring counties to limiting evictions as punishment for a tenant complaining about bad conditions. For rent control, there has to be a vacancy rate under 5%, and Buffalo qualifies. Common Council members are starting to look at the new legislation and have city lawyers look at what this means to the fights over affordable housing and gentrification. Councilmember Ulysses Wingo says he wants landlords and tenants to know the council is looking out for tenants.
We are doing our due diligence to make sure that this is something that will not adversely impact the housing market, but would also protect both the tenants, and we also realize that the landlords have rights as well. So we want to make sure that everyone's being protected as we move forward, but we're more concerned with folks who are being displaced because of rental hikes than we are of big developers who are coming in and charging money that they know the folks can't afford.
Majority Leader David Rivera says this is a big issue in his Niagara district because people are being pushed out from homes families may have rented for generations by rapidly rising rents, and he wants to see how the new laws affect that gentrification. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.